Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. Can you believe it's almost here, folks? I mean, wow, the time is just flying. I mean, it's like we just did this.
I know.
It's fantastic. I love these little moments. Welcome to the 22nd of March, 2018. Tis all the geek without the wait. We're the fine folks from geekradiodaily.com. You know, it's from Facebook and Twitter and all kinds of things. Yes. It feels like we just did this because we look forward to it so much. That's why we have our own little catchphrases, including my co-host here, Mr. Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
All right, you guys, podcast time.
I tell you, it's just you and me. You don't have to say guys. The voices in your head don't count. Hey there, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Now's the part of the show where we get real. Friendship, loyalty, betrayal, redemption.
It's all right here, waiting for you. What happened on this fine, fantastic day, sir?
Well, I got my podcasting pants on, so I guess it's time to go. In 1457, the Gutenberg Bible is printed by Stephen Johannes Gutenberg. While it isn't the first book to be printed using Gutenberg's movable type system, it will become the first popular work produced by the machine next to the Police Academy scripts.
1895, the first motion picture shown on the screen, which was not Police Academy, is presented by Auguste Louis Lumière doing a private screening for the Société d'Encouragement à l'Industrie Nationale.
He then proceeded to sing, Be our guest. 1904, the first color photograph is published by the London Daily Illustrated Mirror.
1935, blood tests are first used as evidence in a court in New York City.
I always fail those. Same day, same year, television broadcasts begin in Berlin, Germany with a low-definition 180 line system.
1942, the BBC begins transmitting news bulletins in Morse code for the benefit of resistance fighters in mainland Europe.
We even have one of those recordings right now.
Timmy's in a well?
1946, the first rocket built in the United States, one of the WAC corporals, leaves the Earth's atmosphere a year after Germany had launched a rocket.
1955, in the UK, television broadcasting hours for both BBC and forthcoming ITV services are fixed at a total of 35 hours on weekdays, with a daily maximum of 8 hours of TV.
1960, the first patent on a laser is issued to Arthur Leonard Schlalalo and Charles Hard Towns, who assigns it to Bell Telephone Laboratories. The guy's name is Hard Towns. Of course he's making a laser.
1971, Dr. Thomas Stanley of RCA Laboratories applies for a patent on the capacitance electronic disc, the vinyl equivalent of a DVD.
Ralph Baer files yet another landmark patent in video game technology. This one is described as a television gaming and training apparatus.
Because that's what Battlezone is. They want you to be a tank driver. 1981, RCA begins selling the Selectivision video disc 10 years after applying for its patent.
1983, according to Twin Galaxies, Steve Harris scores a record-setting 895,140 points playing the Atari game Food Fight at Bob's IGA Arcade in Kansas City, Missouri, and Ron Bailey scores a record-setting 77,490 points playing the Stern Electronics arcade game Berserk at the Time Out Arcade in Gastonia, North Carolina.
Here comes Evil Otto. 1985, the Ekran 14 satellite is launched. It's one of a series of geostationary Russian satellites developed to deliver one television and two radio channels to cable systems throughout the USSR, as well as to individual home receivers in northern Siberia.
Just at reruns of Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
Is that Hulk? That's got to be in the new Avengers movie.
Oh, God.
Hulk traveled down road and back again.
Here
you invite Hulk to a party.
Here
Hulk go again on his own. Down the road Hulk is known. It's the final Hulk down.
I Hulk you like a Hulkacade. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Oh, my God.
I want to Hulk you like an animal.
I want to Hulk you from the inside? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, we got to keep going. Flynn's sun's getting low. 1989, Nintendo finalizes a contract to port Tetris to its Nintendo Entertainment System.
1993, the Intel Corporation ships the first Pentium microprocessors invented by Vinod Dam.
Microsoft releases Microsoft Encarta on CD-ROM, the first encyclopedia designed to run on a computer. Microsoft licensed the content for the encyclopedia from both Funk and Wagnall.
Those guys drop it like it's hot. 1994, Soyuz TM-21 returns from the Mir space station.
Drop It Like It's Hulk. 1995 cosmonaut Valery Polyakov returns after record-setting 438 days stay in outer space.
1996, the space shuttle Atlantis is launched on the third U.S. shuttle mission to the Russian space station Mir. The shuttle carries astronaut Shannon Lucid, who is very clear on the subject. She'll transfer to the Russian space station and go on to break the U.S. space endurance record of 115 days in July of that year.
1997, the comet Hale-Bopp makes its closest approach to Earth, which, of course, is when all of those folks got their fancy Nikes on and then traveled off planet.
Also in 97, Etienne Barkat, the so-called Mozart of chess, becomes a chess grandmaster at the age of 14.
As opposed to me, I'm known as the Martin Shkreli of checkers. 2002, New Line Cinema releases the action film Blade 2, directed by Guillermo del Toro and starring Wesley Snipes, Kris Kristofferson, and Ron Perlman.
2005, a group of cosmologists announced a new theory to explain the accelerating universe as one of the after effects of the inflationary period of the early universe, rather than as effect of a dark energy.
2006, Dell, the world's largest computer manufacturer, announces that it will acquire gaming computer manufacturer Alienware Corporation for an undisclosed sum.
2008, Worldwide Pillow Fight Day is held. Flash mobs form to hold impromptu pillow fights in 25 cities around the world. The first international flash mob, as well as the largest flash mob event in history at the time, and they would all be shot now if they tried.
2010, Google stops censoring its search results in China, redirecting users to uncensored results from its Hong Kong site displayed in simplified Chinese, despite earlier warnings from China's government about the consensus about the consequences of not complying with the country's censorship rules.
Good for them. Birthdays?
Reese Witherspoon, 42 years old, from Pleasantville, Cruel Intentions, Election, Monsters vs. Aliens, Big Little Lies, Wrinkle in Time, and a small but important role in American Psycho.
You know, she was also in a film called Twilight. It's not the same one. Cole Hauser's 43, from Dazed and Confused, Good Will Hunting, Pitch Black, Olympus Has Fallen.
Such a great name. Keegan-Michael Key, 47 years old, from Mad TV, Role Models, Key and Peele, of course, Fargo, Let's Be Cops, Pitch Perfect 2, Archer, Lion King, and Keanu. If you haven't had a chance to see that movie, check it out.
Matthew Modine is 59, from Vision Quest, Full Metal Jacket, Cutthroat Island, Transporter 2, Weeds, Dark Knight Rises, and Stranger Things.
Ah, that's like a roller coaster of quality in that list. M. Emmett Walsh, 83 years old, from The Jerk, Blade Runner, Blood Simple, Harry and the Hendersons, Iron Giant, Cosmic Owl on Adventure Time. If you don't know who he is, you have seen him. Look him up. You'll immediately be able to pull 50 things he's been in.
William Shatner is 87 years old, from The Incubus, Star Trek, T.J. Hooker, because he was a good cop, Boston Legal. Notice I left out Rescue 911.
Born this day, no longer with us, in 1887, Chico Marx. He, of course, was the very talented piano player.
1908, Louis L'Amour, Colonel Potter's favorite author.
1912, Carl Malden, from Streetcar Named Desire, Streets of San Francisco, Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, The Sting 2, and 1985's Alice in Wonderland.
1920, Werner Klimper, best known for being Colonel Klink on Hogan's Heroes.
And 1923, Marcel Marceau, the most famous mime ever. And of course, had the only spoken word in Mel Brooks's silent movie.
See, that makes sense.
On television, we've got CBS, we've got the NCAA basketball tournament.
ABC, it's a new Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, and Station 19.
NBC has a new Superstore, AP Bio, Will and Grace, Chicago Fire, and Chicago Fire.
Huh. Somebody's on Fox.
Just when you...
Penguin, Lee, and Enigma ask for help for an unexpected ally in their quest for revenge on a new Gotham, and then Showtime at the Apollo.
I missed where it said New Gotham as I was reading ahead, and I just thought that was in a Showtime at the Apollo. I was like, I'm going to have to check that out. CW has a rerun of the Hanson Brothers Ghostbusting Power Hour known as Supernatural and Arrow.
Freeform, There's No Home for You Here on A New Beyond.
AMC has a Bronx Tale.
Disney XD, EA Sports, Madden, NFL 18, Ultimate League, Week 5.
BET has Black Card Revoked. Hey, I never even got one of those.
CMT, Jackson describes if he is prepared to become involved in a relationship with Jessica on A New Music City.
E has Megan Fox reveals her encounters with the supernatural on A New Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry.
IFC, Fred and Carrie decide to run to break their addiction to news alerts on A New Portlandia.
BBC America has Sherlock Holmes, Game of Shadows, and Premier League Darts 2018.
See, what else do you need on a Thursday? Paramount, Michael Bolton versus Pete Davidson on A New Lip Sync Battle.
I don't know how that's going to go, but TNT has Tron Legacy.
True TV, It's an Indecent Proposal on a new Impractical Jokers.
VH1, Get Your Lug Nuts Ready, it's RuPaul's All-Star Drag Race.
But tonight we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a woman with multiple previous marriages plans to use her seductive beauty and charms on her politician of a husband who figures out that he may just be the next victim in her serial plan to lure men in so she can kill them for their fortunes. Blanchard Ryan, Rick Ravanello star in Love to Kill.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Stefan and G. Abby arrive in Hong Kong and they get to see a different side of each other. But if she starts thinking she's Jackie Chan, my eyes gonna roll so hard. Hope seeks legal assistance from Belle. See, Belle knows Hope wants that divorce to have adventure in the great wide somewhere. Wants it more than she can tell. Gabby's trial begins, so get the popcorn. Lord Lonnie's taking the stand. Ooh, she gonna admit the baby ain't JJ's today or for the Friday cliffhanger? Either way, Eli getting punched. Hashtag Chabby forever.
You got mail, baby.
Dear geeks, I can never remember your email address. Really? We don't say that enough? I start typing geek hoping for autocomplete, so I always have to Google you. Wow, you really read my every word. I guess I don't need to apologize. Even Donna thought you sounded like you enjoyed reading my email. Yes, it sounds like we enjoy this, doesn't it? So for the sake of underpaid waitstaff everywhere, I'm going to take advantage of that. I'll probably never again watch The X-Files because of health reasons. I have to stick to happy fun stuff, and too often the bad people got away with their bus. But you did say, go back to the restaurant where you didn't tip. I always tip, and I'm around the federal poverty level. I even tip at least 20%, but that means I only go for sit-down service a couple times a year, or at least when I did RavenCon and Anime Mid-Atlantic were in RVA, and I didn't need a hotel room. I wanted to show the host hotel some love, and I always had their fine breakfast buffet. And another con attendee explained that we need to tip in cash in case your listeners don't know. People in traditionally tipped positions get only a special, smaller minimum wage, less than $4 an hour. They need the tips to make up the difference, and by the way, minimum wage would be at least $14 if it had kept up with inflation. The IRS assumes waiters will lie about tips, so they have to claim as income a minimum of 10% of all food and drinks sold at each table, even if no tips were left. When I paid with plastic, adding a tip, my tip was tied to the meal. But if I pay in cash, the waiter can transfer some money over. That way they're less likely to get taxed for income they never actually got. And it's still great listening to you while I work. I especially love hearing the two little girls say, geek news. I feel almost like a dad. Maybe you are. Maybe I'll see you at RavenCon in April. I've already reserved a cheap hotel room. Need to get some sleep for now. Good night. And that is from Bill. Well, yes, Bill, you send an email and apparently we'll read it.
The whole damn thing.
What else are we going to do? Tell you about other stuff coming up? Pfft, what is the point in that? If you've got an email that you don't believe we'll read all of, I'm going to regret saying that. Drop that note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. I mean, seriously, what am I thinking?
Hey, Justin.
What's up, man?
Do you want to play some NES games? You know, the Nintendo Entertainment System?
Absolutely. Sounds like a great idea.
Sweet. Well, we are the two dudes, and we play Nintendo games. We are a podcast, and you guys need to come check us out. You can check us out at nestdudes.com, Facebook, Twitter, Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, blah, 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 blah. We're on everything.
Right. Two dudes in a nest. Check us out.
Woo!
Hey, guys, it's Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. So welcome back to it. We appreciate it. Today's the day we get to play.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Clodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
It's the kind of thing that happens. It comes with the territory. Where can you get fragged in today, sir?
Well, going retro, we've got Bad Dudes. The president has been kidnapped by ninjas. Bad Dudes versus Dragon Ninja is a legendary game that dares to ask the question, are you a bad enough dude to rescue the president? It is finally available on the Switch.
Galaxy on Fire 3, Manticore, a space combat game for the Switch.
Slayaway Camp, a horror-themed sliding puzzle game for the Switch.
Gekido's Advance, Kentaro's Revenge, a 2D beat-em-up for the Switch.
Eat Beat Dead Spikes In. a spinoff of the BlazBlue series and features Ragna's death spike in an eating frenzy for the Switch. Either had a brain aneurysm or that makes sense to somebody.
Look, if you're not going to take this seriously, I'm out.
Soul Divide, a fantasy-themed shoot-em-up from Psycho for the Switch.
No Thing, Surreal Hardcore Runner for the Switch. These words are what's appearing on your notes, right?
Yep. Moon Patrol, drive a six-wheeled rover as you traverse the surface of the moon, jumping over holes and gunning down enemy ships for the Switch.
World Heroes 2, Jet. A new heavily publicized martial arts tournament known as the World Heroes Battle Fest is taking place in modern times. Who among history's greatest warriors will prevail in the third entry to the World Heroes series? Athlete admitted. Switch.
Ni No Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom, the sequel to Ni No Kuni for the PC and PS4.
Say that again. Detective Pikachu, a cinematic adventure game starring a Pikachu detective that solves mysteries in Rhyme City with a young boy named Tim. 3DS and eShop.
Castle of Heart, a medieval action platformer by 7 levels for the Switch.
A Way Out, a game from some of the people who created Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. Hopefully, they're the good ones for the PS4.
Oh, prequel to that Costner flick. Velocity 2X, a top-down shoot-em-up platformer in one adventure. It's the sequel to the award-winning Velocity and features fast-paced gameplay and a teleport mechanic. You can't do without it. It's for the Vita.
The Alliance Alive, a turn-based RPG for the 3DS written by the creator of Sukoden, Yoshitaka Moriyama, about a group of 9 protagonists for the 3DS and the eShop.
MLB The Show 18, Sony San Diego's critically acclaimed baseball sim enters the new season, PS4.
Atelier Liddy and Suel, The Alchemists and the Mysterious Paintings, the 19th mainline entry in the Atelier series for the Switch, PC, and PS4.
Far Cry 5, the 5th main entry in the open world series, this time set in Montana. The protagonist must free Hope County from the cult known as Eden's Gate, led by cult leader Joseph Seed for the PS4.
Sweet, Red State the video game. Outlast 2, it's a follow-up to Outlast from Red Barrels for the Switch.
Injustice 2, the Legendary Edition. When a new league of supervillains threatens alternate universe Earth, it's up to Batman's crew of superheroes and their shaky alliance with Superman's ruthless regime to stop them for the PS4 and the Xbox One.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
When Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout was announced to be taking over the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror ride, Steve Guttenberg cried. And Disney Imagineers were not so subtle at all, as they basically said this would be the beginning of a new Marvel-themed land coming to the Disneyland Resort's Disney California Adventure theme park. Disney has finally confirmed that a Marvel-themed land will be coming to Disneyland Resort and 2 other international Disney parks in 2020. The 3 Marvel-themed lands have been confirmed for Disneyland Resort, Disneyland Paris, and Hong Kong Disneyland. So hurry and visit a Bugs Land while you still can, because it's going to be used for the new Marvel world. Or maybe they should just leave it and rebrand it as Ant-Man Land. While the bug-sized theming was always fun, Pixar's taking over the Paradise Pier on the other side of the park, and it seems unnecessary to have a whole land dedicated to one of Pixar's least appreciated early Kurosawa remakes. With Star Wars Land opening at Disneyland Resort sometime in 2019, the Marvel offerings will open only a year later in 2020. Soon, we're just going to try to live there and... Wait, is that the new Spidey suit for the sequel?
Puerto Rico may not be dominating the headlines the way it did in the days and weeks after last year's hurricane season left at least 1,000 people dead, but there are still countless more people on the island who are still fighting to piece their lives back together. In the spirit of rebuilding, comics creator Edgardo Miranda Rodriguez is partnering with DC Comics to bring his hero, La Borinquena, together with members of the Justice League in Reconstruction, reminiscing and rebuilding Puerto Rico. The comics anthology will feature stories from comics giants like Gail Simone, Greg Pak, and Reggie Hudlin, along with newcomers like Gabby Rivera and actors like Rosario Dawson and Ruben Blades. Each of the more than 100 stories contained within Reconstruction will highlight a different aspect of Puerto Rican culture and history, and 100% of the proceeds from sales from the anthology are being donated to outreach groups working to provide basic necessities like food and clothing to those still on the island. Pre-orders for Reconstruction, Reminiscing and Rebuilding Puerto Rico are open today, and the book hits comic stores nationwide on May 23rd. See? Not all heroes wear capes. And it's good to see comics doing something good in the world.
Did you hear they are remaking Chopping Mall?
The 80s mall-based slasher flick with killer security robots? How cool would a remake be with the modern tech we have to showcase some really cool bots? Shame the remake won't feature killer robots. So I have to ask, the hell? Robert Hall is directing and tries to explain the lack of bots. He says, my version of Chopping Mall that I wrote is totally supernatural. It's more the fog set in an abandoned mall than it is robots. Instead of killer robots, they are these mannequins that are possessed by the souls of dead slaves that worked at the plantation that the mall was built over. So the dead slaves will become autons and what, only kill white people? So all the minority characters live? What a twist! But look, this is just Poltergeist at the Mall. Chopping Mall was killer bots. You can't remake this without killer bots. It's like remaking Killdozer without the dozer. The children without the children. Hell, you wouldn't remake the Goonies without the Goonies. Hall's next project is a zombie-free version of Night of the Living Dead.
We talk a lot about robots here on GRD. In fairness, not all robots want to be bad guys. In fact, some are changing their image and playing ball. A new basketball-playing robot in Japan known as Q is a 6'3" bot that sinks free throws with 100% accuracy. That's way better than the current NBA average of 77%, and even better than the record of Stephen Curry, whose 90.3% career average is tops among active players in the league. Oddly enough, the bot's free throw rate is 90.3% better than Shaq. Q will wear a number 70 jersey and play as shooting guard, but is unlikely to get a lot of game time, at least if the video is any indication. In it, Q doesn't move about or even shift his feet, which are planted in a metal platform, kinda like Shaq. But Q will get another chance to show off its shooting prowess on March 28th, during halftime at an Alvark Tokyo game in Tokyo. If Q wins, the team tweeted out a challenge to go head-to-head with Curry or NBA great Shaquille O'Neal, who will need all the Shaq foo he can muster.
Ready to get some very rare collectibles? Over at the Italian auction website Aste Bulafi, the late Stanley Kubrick's assistant Emilio De Alessandro has just listed a handful of pieces of Kubrick memorabilia from films such as A Clockwork Orange, Dr. Strangelove, Full Metal Jacket, Eyes Wide Shut, and most exciting for horror fans are two things from The Shining. Easily, the coolest item in the entire auction is an ultra-rare cut of Kubrick's The Shining that runs longer than any other version out there and contains a deleted scene that, to date, has never been released to the public. And that's exceedingly rare because Kubrick was notorious for burning leftovers at the conclusion of the editing process. The starting price for the extended cut is right about $3,700. Another thing you can get from The Shining would be the burgundy corduroy jacket actually worn by Jack Nicholson throughout the film. That you can pick up for like $12,000. Wait, the jacket is more than the film itself? Well, it was worn by Nicholson, so it probably still smells like naked old lady mixed with cherry pits and red rum. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, Dice Street for the license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Oh, news. That's good stuff.
You know, I tell you, I'm not sure which one's my favorite. It might have been the I don't know.
How about that one?
You know what? Yeah. That one really hit me hard.
I enjoyed the hell out of that one. Hey, why don't you tell us what the hell you enjoyed after you go to youtube.com/geekradiodaily. Drop us a note and let us know. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. You see, focus groups found that the more generic you keep it, you come up with your own answers. It's sort of like Mad Libs, but really no fun at all.
Giraffe.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I have no patience for useless things.
Creeps like you should be in a cage.
Good night, suckers.
Good times.
Who are you?
Homer, I'm your guardian angel. I've assumed the form of someone you would recognize and revere. Sir Isaac Newton.
Sir Isaac who?
Oh, very well.
Colonel Klink! Did you ever get my letters?
I'm not actually Colonel Klink. I'm just assuming his form.
Did you know Hogan had tunnels all over your camp?
Homer! That's not why I'm here. My job is to show you how miserable life would be if you married Mindy instead of Marge.
Ooh, I would live in a big mansion.
I'm so happy, darling.
I as well.
Are you happy, Jeeves?
Yes, sir. Quite.
Then we're all happy.
Let's get out of here. Sure, life is good for you. But what about Marge?
Marge lives here?
Madam President, your approval rating is soaring.
This dream is over.